Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, the founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Networks. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a live episode of New You City Chat. I'm Danielle Mercurio. I am your host for this evening, and I am so excited that you are here with me, whether you are one of my returning listeners or this is your first time tuning in. I welcome you to this space. We're going to have a really amazing show lined up for you to give you some more insight, more awareness into an area that maybe you know nothing about, maybe you know something about, maybe you think you're an expert and you already know it all, so you're just going to listen to confirm that. Whatever it may be, I am so excited you're here. My guests are excited that you're here. So just welcome, sit back, and let yourself just enjoy the experience of learning something new and taking something else in and hearing something in a new way. But like I said, we have a really lined up show. Usually I like to do a little bit of a longer opener. I'm going to make it kind of quick today. So a little bit about me for those of you that are new. Again, my name is Danielle Mercurio. I am a city lifestyle coach here in Manhattan, and I help people that are trying to get their groove here in the city. They feel like they moved here for a reason and things just aren't working out the way that they had thought they would. So I do that through my own, coaching experience, but I also like to bring in what I call my cosmic tools, and that may be astrology, tarot reading, my own intuitive guidance, or choosing what's going on in the planetary world to help give them more insight as to what steps they should follow next. And so I like to cater my radio shows, of course, around those subjects to help guide my clients further, but you as well, who's just listening, happened to pick up on this station or just saw the topic and is really interested in it. So welcome. And the topic tonight is spirituality and numbers, the signs that we can count on. Numerology and spirituality and numbers is something that I've just fairly recently started to become more aware of maybe in the past year. Jeremy Virtue does angel numbers, and, you know, you may see sometimes, you know, on the clock it goes 11:11, or, you know, today I remember I noticed that I saw it was 2:22, and you happen to pick up on these patterns and you start to notice, you know, hey, it's been a few days that I've been noticing this number sequence. And then all of a sudden it goes from just seeing it on your phone to now seeing it, on the buildings when you're walking by in the street, or seeing it then on your car clock, or seeing that every time you turn to a certain page, it tends to always be that number. Or you pick up a coin, you look at the year, and it's always the same year. What is going on there? Is that a coincidence? I don't really believe in coincidences. I believe that when things happen that are quote-unquote weird, they are just coinciding with your life. It's up to us if we want to decipher them and move on, or if we want to ignore them. So tonight I want you to think about numbers in a new way. In our society, we like to think about numbers kind of as a way to value ourselves or to assess our worth. So, for instance, I'm 31. So last year when I turned 30, right, there were all these things that I was supposed to have accomplished by the age of 30 as an average 30-year-old would. So perhaps be married, be at this point in your life. And I think a lot of us look at these age milestones as a way to kind of rate where we are. And it's usually not in comparison to our own goals, but often the goals that are set outside of us by our society. And sometimes that can bring a lot of guilt or shame and doesn't really connect us in a way that inspires us or empowers us to move further. And then we look at numbers in another way, like money, for example. We look at the figure in our bank account, and if there's, you know, six of them or seven figures, then that, of course, means that we're worth something, right? That gives us value, or so we think. And so I want you tonight to kind of reframe your thinking about numbers and maybe not looking at numbers as a way to value ourselves or determine our worth by how society says that we should, but maybe look at it in a new way. Maybe see that a number could represent some kind of spiritual representation. Maybe it can be a sign from a loved one that has passed. Maybe it's a sign from, you know, your team of spirit guides telling you to go forward with something or letting you know that maybe you should hold. You know, numbers have such a history, and it's so interesting how they've changed over the years. Another example would be the number 13. A lot of us deem that as unlucky. But if you look back in time, 13 is not so bad. You look at the zodiac, there are 12 signs that rotate around the one sun. You know, you look at Jesus and his one, you know, one Jesus and his 12 disciples, one King Arthur and his 12 knights, and they all add up to 13. We don't look at those things as negative, and yet for some reason, you know, 13th floor all like it's a negative context. So it's just really interesting how our systems have changed from where they have been historically. So, you know, again, tonight I just want you to reframe, look at things in a new way, be curious, be open, and get ready to have some fun, because we have some really great guests on tonight, and I'm so jazzed up, I'm so excited. They're pumped, they're ready, and we're just going to bring it. So if you want to participate in the show, you can too. We have a chat room. I see we have some people in there already. You can make a username, or you can be completely anonymous if you feel more comfortable that way. Feel free to chat amongst yourselves. If you have a question, you can ask it that way. If you'd like us to repeat something, again, feel free to put it in there. We're also on social media. You can always tweet with me at New You City, or find me on Facebook as well at New You City Coach. And if you'd like to call in, the number to do so is 646-716-9397. And you're just going to hit the number 1 to let us know that you're ready to talk. And we'll open up the lines later on in the show for that purpose. All right, so we're going to get right to it, and we're going to introduce our very first guest of the evening. Oh, I didn't ask her how to say her last name. So Katie Kozlowski, and she'll correct me if I'm wrong. She is a Manhattan-based coach, a healer, an intuitive speaker, and writer. Her signature method, Playful Transformation, is based on a synthesis of NLP, energy work, acting methods, and her own personal experience, and focuses on creativity and the inner child. Her belief is that the quickest way to lasting positive change is by making the process enjoyable. And by utilizing her natural gifts, she infuses her work with play, laughter, and fun. Her core mission is to make healing, spirituality, and transformation accessible to everyone, because we all deserve to be happy and joyful. She's a devoted student of Master Healer and Psychotherapist Derek O'Neill, and is certified in Rising Star, and is also a trained Rising Star teacher, as well as a Reiki practitioner. Her first book, Miracles for a Sick Bitch, is due in 2015. For more fun, you can find her at playwithkatiek.com. Hey, Katie, welcome to the show.
Hi. You're so close. It's Kozlowski, but, you know, that's why I shortened it to Katie K, because it's so much easier that way. So, you call me Katie K, call me Katie Kozlowski. Some people call me Koz. You know, it's all good.
I love it. You give people options. That's great.
Of course.
Well, welcome so much. I'm so excited to have you on here.
I just found you
yesterday through the magic of the World Wide Web and the beauty of school through Marie Forleo, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah. I'm so excited to be here. It's divine timing, or synchronicity, as we call it.
Yes. Just think it's so simple that way, too. So we're going to get right into it. I would love to just briefly let our listeners know a little bit more about you, how you got into the practice that you're in right now, and, you know, kind of where it's brought you since then.
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, you read my bio, and it's very long, and it sounds very intelligent. I'm very impressed by myself. I was like, wow, she sounds really smart. I came to find this work. The long of the short is actually right around my 30th birthday, speaking of numbers and timing and everything, and I'm, you know, very, very interested as a result of my life journey in numbers and astrology and patterns and everything because of the way my life unfolded. Right about my 30th birthday, I was actually hit by a taxi in New York. walking home from a job that was extremely unfulfilling. You know, I had a boyfriend that stood me up. It was sort of like the most pathetic of like scenes in any sad movie you've ever seen. It was just so sad. And when I got hit by the taxi, I had just this profound experience because, strangely enough, or not, I wasn't hurt. Mm-hmm. Like I wasn't dirty. I wasn't scratched.
Mm-hmm.
I literally bounced off the hood of the car and rolled in the street and popped up. And it was literally, for me, a miracle because, you know, I really should have been hurt. And so I started to think a lot about, you know, why something like that would happen to me and, you know, look at my life and look about what was going on. And I sort of stumbled into spirituality and got myself on this path of basically like spiritual healing and learning how to use my intuition and sort of really honing in on how to change my life. And I received something called Rising Star as a healing, and literally things began to change for me very quickly. And, you know, as a result of that, I became more and more interested, thinking, you know, is it really possible that I could change my life this quickly and that suddenly it could go from being, like, disastrous to beautiful, and that, you know, if I could find healing and I could find my way out of what was literally like a spiral towards some really, really disastrous stuff. If I could find my way out of that, I knew that, you know, like anyone could. And so I became like fascinated with figuring out how it all works.
Wow.
That's a nutshell.
That's me. I mean, if you could see me sitting here right now with my jaw hanging open while you're like, yeah, I just kind of like rolled off the hood of a taxi, no big deal, like totally in the movies. That's just like insane.
It was
clearly
really like, I mean, it really was, and it's one of the reasons why I was like, I have to write my book. Like, I have to write this book because you can't even like explain to people. People saw it and they were all screaming and freaked out because they were like, we don't understand. Why aren't the taxi didn't even stop moving. They kept driving and someone had to chase them down. It was this whole dramatic thing. But basically what happened in that moment, in that like split second that I got hit by that car, I popped up and it was like it was literally like you know, numbers play a tremendous role in our lives. They like absolutely do. And other signs do too. And so I'm really glad that you mentioned that there's a lot of different things that play into it. Numbers are a piece of it. But the fact is that when I bounced off that car and popped up after being hit, you know, my experience was like, oh my God, so lucky to still be here. And I am worthy of so much more than I'm investing in right now. Something has to change, and it has to change right now. And literally, like, the next day, I changed everything, and it's been different since.
Amazing, amazing. You went from disaster to beauty, and that's just, like you said, that's just incredible. And I love seeing how powerful transformations can be when you I mean, clearly you had a very big incident that led to
that was an extreme
big
one. Yeah, and I don't recommend like not listening listening to your like inner signs until it gets that loud, because you will find that like that's why what's so great about talking about numbers is if you start to live your life and see that you're finding signs, pay attention, because what happens is it just gets louder. The message gets louder and louder and louder and louder. And, you know, that wasn't the first time that something happened to me that put me in danger. I had been in a car accident. I'd been hit by a drunk driver. I'd had a guy follow me home and attack me on the street. Like, it just kept coming back. And that's why becoming aware sooner than later is so amazing, because if you can start to pick up on the signs, and even if it's something as little as paying attention to the numbers and symbols in your life, you can really learn a lot about yourself. But I had blinders on and I wasn't paying attention, and so the universe is basically like, okay, if you're not going to listen to this and you're not going to listen to that, and we're sending you all the messages and you've got like a paper bag on your head, we're going to literally knock you down.
Yeah.
And you're going to get back up.
We're the kingdom of mine. Yeah. I was like, you're getting a smackdown. Literally.
Yeah, totally. It was a loving smackdown.
Ugh. I love it. I love it. But I do. You know, it blows my mind how much the universe could be just showing us and showing us and showing us, and yet we choose to turn the other way, even though we know. And that's why I believe, though, when you do finally, like, the universe shakes you to your core, you are able to make a shift so quickly, though, because in that moment, you knew deep down inside that it had to happen, and you were able to do it. So I think it's incredible. So that being said, you know, clearly you've been on this spiritual journey since. Tonight's topic is about numbers. Tell me how you got more into that and what you've come to find through that to see these signs in a different way and to kind of help our listeners look at the system in a new way.
Sure. So, you know, what ends up happening when you become interested in spirituality, and really basically what happens is you become more interested in yourself, because you start wanting to learn about yourself. That's, you know, that's at least what happened for me, is I started to kind of go, let me figure this out. It's basically like, I always talk about it as like a humongous ball of yarn, and it's all knotted up, like that's your life, that's who you are, and you begin to unravel it, and you can use you know, any tool you want. And what I started to find is that there's a tremendous overlap in everything you do and everything you study. Like, everything is coming from the same place, from the same source at the end of the day. So, you know, when I started to learn about astrology from a woman named Stephanie Azaria, who is, you know, the woman that she's my astrologer that I go to, you know, she works with numbers a lot, and she works with cycles, and she'll tell you, like, you know, you're on a cycle, it's going to take 11 years for this moment to occur, but it's 11 years. And so then I started going, okay, well, what does 11 mean? You know, 7, like, what does 7 mean? What do these numbers mean? And then, of course, there is that thing that starts happening to everybody. I think it's a common thing. As soon as you become interested in yourself and in spirituality, it's totally like, it's cliche, but it's so true. Like 11-11, it becomes like everywhere you look, you see 11-11. And for me, I see threes a lot. I see 3-3-3 a lot, which is another one. And so, you know, I just started to read about it and to start looking at what it meant and sort of what the numbers meant in many different capacities. I learned a lot from Derek O'Neill. He's my spiritual teacher, and, you know, he breaks things down so deeply that he'll take it, like, all the way back to the Bhagavad Gita and start showing you where the numbers come into play in that. And, you know, that's so interesting because the Bhagavad Gita was before the Bible even, and you begin to see that it's all the same thing, like the numbers, the number 12 and the number 3 and the number 5 and 6, and it's a lot of information, and you know, I would never attempt to explain it all in one night, but, you know, just going back and looking at it and understanding that story, like the Bhagavad Gita, the long and the short is it's about, you know, a man who has to go to battle and he has to fight his own family. And there are numbers even in that. You have the good guy, like, to make it easy to tell the story, you have like the good guys and the bad guys. The good guys, there's 5 of them, and they represent like the good part of man. And so you've got the 5 of them, and then you've got God, basically. You've got Krishna, and so that makes 6, and 6 is Avatar. And so that's sort of like a whole, that's the completion, of spirit when you have 6. So, like, that's just one example of looking at where numbers go all the way back, and then also in the story, they're in exile for 12 years. And that's one of the very first times that you see 12 used, and that pertains, like, you start looking forward. I mean, you mentioned, like, you know, the 12 nights and things like that, but it's also things like a 12-step program. Like, why is AA a 12-step program? It's not a 13-step program. It's a 12-step program, and that is for a specific reason. And it goes all the way back. So what that sort of showed me is that, you know, there's so much information out there if we really want to learn about it. And that's not to say that you have to, because like I said, there's so many different things out there that you can use to guide your life. You know, if you're super into numbers, you can use numbers. If you're not, then, you know, you use colors or you use, you know, something else. But having the awareness of just even the little things assisted me in beginning to understand, like, cycles of life, even, like, healing techniques. One that's very simple is, like, seven chakras, right? We have seven chakras in our body. Mm. We also happen to, very same seven happen to make up a rainbow, like electromagnetic light. So you begin to see that, like, science is based on spirituality. That was something that sort of really blew my mind when I was like, wait a minute. The colors of the rainbow are like the same colors that are in your chakras. And originally they weren't. There were only five, and then they added two, and it becomes seven. And that's like light reflected off water. Like, that's sort of very, just sort of profound when you begin to think about what that means and, like, what that means as to having seven energy centers in our body and, like, what seven means. So that's a lot of information. But
you've got my jaw hanging open again. I'm just sitting here
it's
like,
kind of amazing, right?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you.
The rainbow thing just
The rainbow thing
me.
Is freaky,
right.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
And that's something that, you know, I didn't think about that right away. And the reason why I started thinking about it is because when you do a healing system, when you do a healing modality, you don't even learn, like, normal everyday people don't really know that they have seven chakras, nor do they know that the seven chakras have colors. And colors and numbers have vibrations. So there's a reason why you have seven chakras, and there's a reason why each chakra is that color. So when I began to learn that, I began to understand, like, what the number seven means and why it represents completion, and why when you do a healing, you've got to reach all seven chakras. And once you do that, you have a whole person, right? You have a whole being. So what does that mean? It's the same thing with a rainbow, right? Like, like, you don't have a full rainbow unless you have all seven colors. And that's significant. That's, like, one of those things where you go, like, there's something more to this than, like, nobody just, like, woke up one day and was like, let's have 7 days of the week, or, like, you know, let's have seven colors in the rainbow, and let's make them the same colors as the chakras in the body. Like, no, it's because when you reflect light off water and you see the rainbow, you see the same thing, and that means that the vibrations that are coming from the colors and the numbers are far more significant than we might originally anticipate.
That's incredible. I love it so much. Oh, my goodness. You just gave us a beautiful wealth of knowledge. So I loved all of that. So, okay.
Yay.
So that being said, this is a good place. So we're already at a point now where we need to take a quick break, and then we're going to bring our other guest on for some of her insight, and then I'm going to bring you back in for us to have just more of an open discussion on this whole topic, because now I feel like I could talk for the rest of the night because of just so many more questions that you opened up for me in a beautiful way. So
great.
I'm loving it.
Perfect.
Yeah, okay, great. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Thank you so much, Katie, for that just beautiful opening, you know, first half of our show.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, here we are on break already. Woo, that was beautiful. Okay, so I'm going through, I, like, have to center myself again now. Sometimes my mind can kind of drift away from all the beautiful, fascinating knowledge that comes through it all. Okay. So you are listening to the Life Coach Radio Network, and this is one of the channels of three. We also have the Life Coach Chat Channel and the International Life Coach Network here on Blog Talk Radio. It's a great platform for coaches to come together to have their own show as opposed to just doing it on their own. We like to have a community of coaches that can do a wide variety of different shows, whether it be my kind of shows that are about city life balance and bringing spirituality into it, to career transitions, to coming out, to adoption. We have so many different coaches. It's really great. You can go to our website, Life Coach Radio Network. That's plural, lifecoachradionetwork.com. And you can check out all of our different channels, the coaches that are on them. You can listen to our archived library of shows. So if you, you know, don't want to listen live or you're just on the go and you want to listen to something in your car, it's great for road trips. You can kind of look through our library of any topics that may interest you, and they're a great resource. Coming up on the Life Coach Radio Network, our next show is going to be on Thursday, this Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's going to be with our host Tamara Robinson, and her show is called Rewind, Cause and Effect. You know what you know, but do you believe it? So often in life, we make a decision, action's taken, but then the action doesn't actually do what we thought it would. So then we rewind and we try again, and then we try again and again, and we keep expecting different results each time. So what does it take to make some of the most important changes in our lives and careers? Because clearly something doesn't seem to be working. So tune in to listen as Tamara dives into the patterns that we make in our lives that just aren't serving us, and learn some techniques that will help you empower change into your life in a way that will serve you much better. So that I have a show, and typically I don't do the Life Coach Chat. Once in a while I'll kind of jump on, and I'm really excited that actually this Monday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on the Life Coach Chat channel, I'll be leading a show with two of our hosts, Joy Jacobs and Divya Parikh, and we're going to be talking about meditation. So I'm really excited about that because I love meditation. If anyone lives in the city, you know I do my monthly meditation margaritas workshop, so totally my jam. So anyway, check us out. If you're a coach yourself and you're looking to join in the fun, you can send us an email at info@lifecoachradionetworks.com. Okay, so we are going to get back on. I did see we had a caller. They seemed to drop. So if you were that person, you want to come back, come back. We'll get to you, I promise. You can call in. The number is 646-716-9397. Just hit the number 1 to let us know that you're interested. If I don't see a 1 by your name and you're on, that means you're just listening. This is all good, too. Okay, so the second half, I want to introduce our second guest of the evening. We have Denise Marinancini. She's going to have to help me with that one, too. Man, next time, remember to ask for pronunciation. Okay, so as an intuitive, Denise has always been able to see beyond the numbers, and her love of numerology still complements her accounting business perfectly. She has more than 30 years experience in the accounting world and has seen firsthand how numbers, including money, influences our lives. She sees the hidden power behind the numbers, the power the vibrations of our numbers send out to the universe. And she says that once you chart your numbers, you'll see you actually have a blueprint that can guide you. So we're going to talk to Denise more about this whole concept. Hi, Denise. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thanks for having me on, Danielle. And my last name is Marinacci, like fettuccine,
oh,
all that good Italian stuff.
When I was saying it to her, I was like, I am such a bad Italian right now. Shame on me.
And I'm not even Italian. That's a married name.
Oh, my goodness. That's hilarious. All right. Well, yes, and I have no excuses, but that's okay. You corrected me. We're moving on. So welcome. I think your story is so fascinating because you just started out as an accountant, but then somehow it seems like your intuition took over, and then all of a sudden numbers took a new meaning for you. I'd love to hear more about how that transition happened.
Well, it really did. And looking as I do my own numbers now, my life path, which is adding up your whole birthday, the day, the month, and the 4-number year is your life path number. And mine is a 4, which is a builder. And you're grounded and you're reliable and focused and you like order, which is exactly why I went into accounting. I had kind of a scattered, chaotic family growing up, and I didn't like it. And that's just my personality. And when I'm looking at this now, doing my own numbers, it fits perfectly for everything that I've done. I love the foundation of accounting, but I am moving beyond that and seeing behind the numbers and how they really can tell you the story of your life. Another one of my numbers, my soul number, is a contemplative kind of a truth seeker kind of person. Sevens are independent, but they're also spiritual and intuitive and a little bit analytical, which is also me. I'm left brain, right brain all my life. But it took me till I was in my 40s till I figured it out. I was just this random person. And now I see what used to be as a criticism and judgment for other people with my randomness is brings a lot of meaning to my life. And now I can use all of me to be of service and help heal and teach other people.
Yes, I love
that.
And
do a blueprint for them.
Yeah, it's so incredible. That's why I love this so much. I love numerology, astrology, just like Katie was saying before, they all interplay on each other. And I think the great part is, too, the more that you learn, the more you become a subject of yourself and to have that awareness, be like, oh, this is why I do this. You know, like for me, I'm a Leo rising Leo, my moon's in Leo. Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Of course I'm all over the place. Of course I can't sit still. But I didn't know that when I was younger, you know. And
no.
So when you learn these things, you're like, it just makes things, you feel more at peace with yourself. It kind of gives you that satisfaction. And it gives you a platform to build upon, too. It's like, okay, now that I know this, I know my strengths better. I know where I need to, you know, work on certain areas. And you can build from there, which I really like. And that seems like what you do with the blueprint system as well.
Yeah, because with a blueprint, because every number has their positive and negatives, and who you're going to get along with a little better, and how to boost up the positives. There are people, just because a number has a lot of positives to it, like seven with being intuitive and analytical, there are the downsides of that. You can become pessimistic and judgmental, and so how to overcome those negatives and really boost up the positives. And this is an example I use with people of the power of numbers. A lot of people will say to me, well, that I don't believe in spirituality and I don't believe that numbers could have any vibrations or meaning. Well, imagine your aunt is sending you a check for $1,000 and you open the envelope and you're so excited and you pull out the check and instead it's $100. Of course you feel that in your body, that zero that's missing. And conversely, if you're going to get $500 and you open a check and it's $100,000, you feel that in your body. Of course there's vibrations and numbers.
Wow, that's a great analogy because you're right. It's a perfect way to look at how energy is affected by something as simple as one digit.
Yes, and with words, we know that words have power. There's low-energy words.
Mm-hmm.
There's high-energy words. The word if has a lot different meaning than when. If you want to come, when you want to come
mm-hmm.
are very different, just as numbers have that same sort of vibration and meaning behind them, too.
Ah.
It's easier for people to understand words rather than numbers. Numbers, we go back to arithmetic in grade school,
mm-hmm.
and we're
right.
not taught anything about that. We're taught rote of adding and subtracting, multiplying, dividing, all those tables. So no wonder we don't understand it.
Right. And it's seen as something that's not fun. I know I never liked math growing up. And so
well, and I tell people
it
all
already,
the time. Yeah, in accounting, you've learned everything to do your own books by the time you're in sixth grade.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, we don't want to do it. That's why we hire you.
Right, exactly. Exactly. And it's really interesting. And a little bit of what Kate was talking about is I've been researching Fibonacci. As we were talking about earlier, I'm in Toastmasters, too, and I gave the speech about the Fibonacci code, and he was from Italy, and he went with his father down towards Northern Europe and across to the Arab countries back in 1203. And Italy and that part of the world was still using Roman numerals. And he came up around to the Arabic numbers and stayed and learned from the masters there and brought back Arabic numbers to the Western world, the numbers we use today. That was in 1203.
So then what created the shift? How did we get so far away from that kind of system into the one that we seem to use now that a lot of people have a distaste for?
Because it was easier to teach. All had to do with schooling,
yeah,
and making sure and processing,
yeah,
the factory of schools. And it was really,
yeah,
interesting, and he wrote a book, and it spread like wildfire in Western Europe, because you can imagine in 1203 being a Roman shopkeeper and using Roman numerals for your bookkeeping.
Mm-hmm.
What a nightmare.
Yeah. Well, that's true. That would be a lot. Yeah, that actually,
yeah,
that gives
so
me
it, it changed.
About that.
It changed everything in 1103, and that's not that far from what happened, you know, before. That's just a little over 1,000 years after Christ. Oh, no, I'm talking about B.C. This was all B.C.
Oh,
with
okay.
all this. And so, it was really interesting. Look up Fibonacci. He was an amazing person. So
that's
I'm fascinated
crazy.
By numbers,
yeah.
Fascinated how astrology and numerology were created by the same people around the same time, or different people, but around all the same time frame.
Yeah, which is so much. I would love to have you talk a little bit more about the life path number so people can do that themselves, because it's very easy. Mine is 11, which I know.
Okay, that's a master number.
Right. So do you want to explain that, how that works with the single digits and then the master numbers and how people could do it themselves on their own? Because it's very simple.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's very simple. So you take your birth date. My example is, so I'll use my daughter because it's a good number too. So 3. So she was born in March 9, 1983. So you add all that together. And you need a book, or you can look up on the internet. There's a lot of good books out there. I have many of them. The one that I really like is by Kay Lagerquist, Lagerquist. And you can find her book. I think it's very well written. And under the life path, it will give you your number. And in this book in particular, there's room in every chapter for you to do your own birth date. And then your birthday is a separate number. And then your name. And so you can do everything yourself through the book. And here's the master number 11, which is what you are, is the spiritual messenger.
Yay!
So it's very bright. You're inspirational. Brings light to others. But you also can have some nervous energy.
Mm.
Loves the spotlight. And you love looking for the spiritual truth in everything. You're very independent and a leader.
And everyone, I did not pay her to say that. Just saying.
No.
I know.
But since you're 11, then we also have to go back to the 2. Because you add those together. What you want to do in numerology is to reduce everything to a single digit. But if you're 11 or 22 or 33, those are called master numbers. So you look at the master number, but then you add them together and go and look at the number, like the 2, the 4, the 6. So as a 2 in your master number, it's about being cooperative, balance, partnership. But the downside is you can also be a little moody and sensitive. So there's always the yin and the yang and finding the balance. There's not, people ask me, is there a good number? Well, they're all really good numbers.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on how
exactly.
you want to live your life.
Oh, that's it, exactly. There's no good or bad. It's how you want to see it and what you want to take from it. And looking
yes.
at the conceived quote-unquote negatives and just being like, okay, I have that awareness, and knowing that I'm going to move
mm-hmm.
ahead, you know,
yeah,
as opposed to letting
yeah.
it thing that defines you and holds you back.
Well, right, because we have free will, and so we're in charge of our life. But I think doing numerology and having people see, when I do it for people, their face just lights up and it's like, oh, this makes so much sense to me. Now I understand my life more. because it goes really deep, and you chart out pinnacles and peaks. We have these cycles that we go through, like from 0 to 36, 37 to 55, and 56 to the end of our life, these different peaks that mean different things. And so you can see what's coming, or here I'm closing out this pinnacle. What do I want to do before I'm done with this, so I start this one in a much better place, so I can take advantage of everything else in this pinnacle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or do I
sure.
not want to do the work and I just want to coast through life? It's up to us.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I so agree. And clearly there's relevance to this. For anyone that's listening, whether you know me or not, she was explaining 11, saying that someone is, you know, someone's 11 is trying to help, you know, get more of the underlying meanings behind spirituality and reveal the truth. And I mean, that's what I'm doing right now on my radio show.
Absolutely,
so,
it is. And that's in
the
book.
You know what I mean? So,
yeah. No, I read it from Carol Lagerquist's book. It's right there.
Exactly. So there you go. There's just proof right there. Whether you know me or not, you know what I'm doing right now, and you can see how it correlates to that number. So I invite you to check out your life path number. You know, feel free to put it in the comments as well. It looks like we have a fun little story that someone just posted. So I'm actually going to bring Katie on as well, back on the air. So thank you, Denise, so much for, you know, just kind of bringing us more insight about how you see numbers. I think it's so fascinating. I think it's so cool that, you know, you started out with this accountant journey, and then once you revealed your life path number and saw how it correlated with that, and then just the more, as we were saying earlier, the more you kind of get into this realm, the more you start to learn, the more the knowledge kind of comes to you, and you're able mm-hmm. to kind of spread that to other people. So I love the way that it found you and how you've evolved with it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so, it's really helped me ground myself and to help other people see their life in a different way.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I love. Okay, so thank you. I'm going to bring Katie back on. And I just want to share the story that someone just shared in our chat room. She's saying, oh, okay. So this is from one of our guests. She was saying, I met someone last October when I was going through a lot. His birthday is 6/11/83. That life path number would be if he's 6/11/1983.
Oh,
and right before she met him, you kept seeing 11/11 on clocks, and then after realized that, oh, his birthday adds up to 11/11.
Yep, it does. I just added it up on my calculator.
Oh, this is so crazy. Okay, I'm loving the story. So then her birthday, she's saying, is 9/3/1978.
Oh, that's a 10. If I added that right quickly on my calendar.
So that's
my
then
calculator.
That would be a 1.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right, and she just said, I'm a 1. I love that you're typing away with us, girl. I love this.
Hey, accountants have calculators.
So, okay. Yeah, so we fell in love and had a great relationship. All right, and, you know, talked about marriage and kids. But then, you know, something changed and you wound up breaking up. And so she's feeling kind of heartbroken and still hasn't heard from him. And she's not really sure what should happen next, given that. So she kind of just always is still kind of wondering, like she still holds him in her heart and feels like they have this really strong relationship and it just kind of ended out of nowhere. And he's still lingering on, you know, her mind. So, you know, Katie, if you have any insight right now as well as what you're feeling with your intuition with this relationship he's having with, you know, it seemed like it was very powerful. All the signs were there and then it fell apart. So what do you do? And I think this is relevant for anyone. When you do feel like you see all the signs, you feel like everything's going your way, you're getting the guidance, and then it's taken away from you. What does that signify?
I'm laughing because I'm like, this is like so normal, so it's something I've experienced in my own life. And, you know, basically what happens is we're not necessarily designed to have things always be perfect all the time. We're constantly learning and we're constantly growing. So if at a certain point in our lives we need to have an experience or we need to learn something, you know, we'll attract someone into our life that will help us have that experience so that we can learn and we can grow. And then unfortunately, but also fortunately, those relationships do sometimes end, and that's not because of anything wrong. It's not because of anything bad or because of something that we've done wrong. It's just because as we grow, as we change, and keep in mind that numbers, just like everything else, have a vibration, but everything, vibrations don't always stay the same. They shift and they change. So if at one point it might have been the perfect pair, if you begin to grow or you begin to shift or you begin to come into a different place in your life, then the mirror changes. So the relationship sometimes has to end because we've changed and because that's just what's right for us. So, you know, it's like the kind of thing that we all go through, and I've been there myself, and I've been through it before. And, you know, I had someone in my life that I was certain he was perfect for me, and then it didn't work out. And it took me a very long time to get to the point where I realized that actually there were some really wonderful things about it, but there were also, like everything, like numbers, there were some things about it that weren't so great for me. And so, you know, once I began to sort of be able to identify that, then it became easier to let go. So if you're in the middle of it right now, just know that it's completely normal, that everything you're feeling is completely normal, and it's okay to go through this process. It's a wonderful learning experience for you. And, you know, as you just take it day by day by day by day and focus on yourself. Focus on what you've learned. Focus on how you've changed. You might find in doing that that there's actually a silver lining, because you might realize all of a sudden, like with me, you know, this perfect relationship I thought I had with this wonderful person, the reason why it didn't work out is because I came into my own and I decided that, you know, I was worth more than I was getting. So that was a really positive thing. It just at the time felt sort of icky, but what was actually happening was beautiful. So just keep going and know that there's some really wonderful lessons that you're learning, and, you know, you'll begin to find them. Now you know to look for them. And just remember, you know, like, so if this number didn't work out, there's a lot of people out there with those numbers. That's another thing to keep in mind, is just because this person wasn't the right one, somebody else out there who is.
Yeah. Oh, so beautifully said. And I think hopefully she got some clarity and insight on that. And I think it's really important that you brought up the fact that it is so easy, especially when a relationship ends, to remember the signs that were great fondly. You know, to remember that, you know, oh my goodness, like I remember how, you know, he used to always be right on time no matter what, or he would, you know, give me, you know, he'd always remember to give me flowers on, you know, this time of day. But we forget about the other little things that, you know, that did bother us, and the things that were signs that it was wrong. We tend to forget about the little feelings. Like, it's so funny. I think back to like certain relationships that went on far too long, and you had those feelings in the first date, like, you know, they would say something and you kind of get that pit in your stomach, but you keep going anyway, and we like ignore those pits. So I like the way that you frame that, because it's like, yes, it's great to look at the beautiful memories, but it's also, you know, reflect on why it didn't work and use that to help you move forward.
Yeah, I mean, and that's totally the case. And, you know, remember the night I got hit by the taxi? I can't even tell you how many times I gave that guy another chance, like far too many opportunities. Mm. So, and then at the end of the day, I got hit by a taxi. I'm not saying that that's what's going to happen to anybody, but I'm just saying, you know, like there were plenty of opportunities for me to see that I was worth more. And so, you know, it's, you know, look for the good pieces.
Right, absolutely. Denise, do you have anything to add further to that?
Well, I was going to say that something similar is that the guy may not have been able to receive all the goodness, the joy of that. We have to be able to receive. And sometimes people freak out about that, and they can't handle something that's good. They're used to the chaos, and they want more of that. And it's, you know, subconscious. We don't really say, I hope I get in a really bad relationship. But we just keep picking that because it feels comfortable.
Right. Yeah, sometimes we have a hard time letting ourselves be happy. We are almost mm-hmm. afraid of what we want most. And so then because of that, we settle for what is just kind of okay.
Yes, and I see that. I used to say I'm looking for the clients who need me, but then I switched mm-hmm. it to ready, because a lot of the people who needed me weren't ready, and they just couldn't handle it.
Mm-hmm. That's
they wanted
so true.
To stay stuck in the mishiga of their money pain, and even though it wasn't, they weren't happy, and they weren't making money, and they were in a lot of chaos. They weren't ready to make a change.
Good point.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yes. That's such a good point. And that's also like when you think about just like how numbers and astrology and everything and colors have vibrations. And you mentioned like words having vibrations.
Oh, yeah.
It's very, very true. And it's so powerful. And so like, when you think about creating what you do want and writing down what you are looking for in a relationship or a job or whatever it is, you know, that's such a perfect opportunity to focus on the details like the numbers, the positive things, and something like ready to receive or ready to commit is mm-hmm. something that so often we leave out, you know, oh, he's going to be, you know, 6'4" and have a house and this and that. And we forget to mention that they have to be ready to receive us, because otherwise it's totally true that they, you know, you might be ready, but they might not. And so it's just, mm-hmm. you start thinking about in terms of all of that, those are the pieces that we can't always control in other people. Mm-hmm. And that's sort of the trip up of knowing about things like numbers and stuff, you know, and it's like, oh, but they have the right number, they have the perfect blah blah blah, and we want to use it to our advantage, but we have to remember the fact that we're always going to have the experience that we need to have in order to grow. So perfect number or not, if it's not the right person, it's not the right person, you know, and you just let it go.
Yeah, you have to, because a lot of people say, I need a boyfriend, I need a good man, I need a good man, but are you ready?
Mm.
It's not what you need, it's what you're ready for. And if you want to be ready, then do the work to get ready, to be ready.
Yeah, exactly. And doing things like researching your numbers and mm-hmm. your astrological signs and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that really, really helped me change where I was in my life, doing the research about, that's why I said it's like learn, you become a detective of who you are and you start to learn about yourself. And so that's the beauty of, you know, learning about numbers and learning about colors and astrology and all that stuff and learning about yourself truly is that then you become a master and then you can create anything you want. But you've got to know who you are first and what you want.
Absolutely.
Well, yeah, and then
and
that
one
gives
thing
you you have the confidence then to attract what you're looking for.
Exactly. Hands down. And one other thing I was going to add to it, too, is you also have to have respect for the process. So respect for, you know, what you're doing, because I think, was it Denise, you said, you know, you got to be willing to put in the work. And you have to have respect for the process, and respect for the process when it's not working. Either it's not working for you or it's not working for the other person or whatever it is. Maybe it's a job or whatever it may mm-hmm. be, there needs to be a level of respect, because if you don't have respect, you're not honoring yourself and you're not honoring that other person. In the case of relationship and what we were talking about before with the person that wrote in, you have to remember, too, and not only is it not respect for yourself or the person you're currently with, it's not fair to the person that you're meant to be with. How does that sound? The sound that, let's say you are meant to be with somebody else, and yet you're holding on to another person. You're like essentially like in this long distance relationship with your soulmate, if you will, and you're cheating on them with somebody else that's just kind of okay. That doesn't sound very fun to me. So
to me either.
Yeah. So no more cheating on your soulmate with someone that's just kind of okay, even if you haven't met him yet. That's just how we talk.
Yeah. That's a good analogy.
That's how I think of it anyway. So this has been such an amazing show. We're actually wrapping up on the hour. Denise and Katie, you have given such great insight. This just kind of, I didn't even think we were going to get into relationships. And then, you know, thanks to one of our wonderful listeners for opening that up for us, we got into some really great conversation that I really enjoyed. So it was nice to get that insight from the both of you as well. Mm. And before we officially wrap, I would love to, we'll go one at a time. We'll start with you, Denise. If you want to just let the listeners know how they can get in touch with you, anything that you have coming up. And then if you can leave us with any final thoughts or an additional tool that our listeners could take away before you end your time with us tonight.
They can get in touch with me. My email is hello@denisemarinacci.com. And my website is denisemarinacci.com. I would say a tip or a tool, if they want to do numerology, it's an amazing tool. But just be true to yourself and really don't try to be somebody else or, you know, like when we were with Gabby, she was talking about trying to be the cool person. Just be you and use who you are to the fullest, and that's who you will attract in your life, whether it's a job, whether it's a love interest, and you'll be a person that you want to be with, even if it's just yourself. And numerology is a wonderful tool to be able to do that, to do your blueprint.
That's amazing. I agree. I always say, you know, learn how to be your own best friend, and if you can do that, you can get through any situation.
Yeah.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, Denise, for just taking the time to come on tonight. I really love, you know, your story. I think it's really fascinating, just, you know, the transformation you made, the awareness, and just, you know, everything that you brought to the conversation tonight. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Danielle.
All right. We'll talk soon, I know.
Yes.
All right. And Katie, I'd love for you to, again, just, you know, let our listeners know how they can get in touch with you, what you have coming up, and, you know, a final tidbit for them all.
Yeah, so everything with me is you're going to find me at Play with Katie K. So my website is playwithkatiek.com. You can email me at katie@playwithkatiek.com, and you can find me, like, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Everything is Play with Katie K. I do have a gratitude as an attitude challenge coming up, or play group, that starts November 3rd, and you can find information for that on Facebook or the website. It's /gratitude as an attitude, so it's playwithkatiek.com/gratitude as an attitude. And so you could join that if you want. That's free. It starts November 3rd, and it's going to be a ton of fun. My tip, or, you know, little piece, is just love the process as much as you can. Love the process and love yourself as much as you can, and know that, you know, no matter what you're going through, it's completely normal, and there's always somebody else going through it. And then there's always people that are willing to talk about it, or there's resources, and just, you know, have as much fun as you can being yourself, and just let the rest fall into place, because it always, always does. That's it.
Yeah, I'm with you. I always say it's so funny, because every time things always work out no matter what, and yet we still continue to doubt. So it's just like, just remember that trust that it always will work out, and open the space for that and be amazed by what can happen.
Always, always.
Oh, I love it. Well, again, thank you as well so much. I just, your story was just like, oh my gosh. Not many people, I mean, I do have some jaw-dropping moments in my time, but that gave me such an amazing play-by-play, your cab situation. So thank you for that.
Oh, no. It is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so glad that happened to you, so that you could have such beautiful.
Me too. Me too. Means. I always say it's the best thing that ever happened to me. I got hit by a taxi, and people are like, "What?" It's great. Great conversation starter.
I know. I love it. I think it's amazing. So, and again, yeah, and just thank you for taking the time to come to air. We're both in the city, so we should definitely try to get together sometime.
Yes.
Awesome.
Definitely.
I love it. All right. Well, have a great night, and thank you again, Katie.
Thank you. You guys are awesome.
Yeah. All right. And our chat room gal, she says thank you as well. So, of course, girl, we were so happy that we were able to I didn't even realize there's a little hugging emoji that we use in the chat room, and she just gave it to us. Oh, thank you. We love you. So, and I love everyone else, too. So thank you so much for listening tonight. I hope you enjoyed the show, or I trust that you enjoyed the show, rather. And if you would like to get in contact with me, my website is newyoucitycoaching.com. I am on every social media platform there is under New You City, so you can find me that way. I do, like I said earlier, one-on-one coaching. I do group coaching, events here in the city, and I bring astrology and all that fun stuff into it as well. So I'd love to connect with you. So please feel free to reach out to me, or you can email me at danielle@daniellemercurio.com. I'd love for you to listen to my special Life Coach Chat episode upcoming this Monday at 7 p.m. And I'll be back to my regular schedule on the first and third Tuesdays of every month at 8 p.m. So again, thank you so, so much for listening. I'm just so grateful that you took the time to be in the space of just letting yourself learn something new, sit with something that's a little bit different, and I hope you explore your life path number tonight or something else that you found fascinating that you can explore further. And again, keep exploring you. I really love that we kind of kept bringing up that idea of being curious and investigate what your history is, what your makeup is, what makes you you, because the more you know that, the more you can be authentically real, the more you can raise your confidence, and the more you can be energetically aligned with what it is that you're here to do. So I encourage that, and I welcome you to do it. So again, thank you so much for listening. We will talk soon, and have a beautiful evening. As always, keep dreaming and stay open to the possibilities. Bye, everyone.